This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اجعل صيامك يا من صمته راقي لكي يكون إلى يوم اللقاء باقي واحفظ واحرص على أجر ظفرت به يكون كالكحل محفوظا بأحداقي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I warmly welcome you back to Fast and Curious, your Ramadan FAQs answered. So today, we're diving into a topic that is crucial for every single fasting person. What is the topic? The topic is hydration hacks, staying hydrated without sipping a single drop of water during the daylight hours. So how do you stay watered without water during the day? Are you ready to quench your curiosity? If you are, let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. So first off, why even focus on hydration? You have to understand, my dear brother, my dear sister, staying well hydrated is key to maintaining your energy. It is key to maintaining good focus and overall health during the month of Ramadan, especially when you can't drink water throughout the day. So I want to share some ingenious ways to help you stay hydrated throughout the day, starting right from your suhoor meal. So let's talk about suhoor, your pre-dawn meal, a meal full of barakah and blessings as per the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This meal, my dear brothers and sisters, is your hydration powerhouse. So opt for foods high in water content to help release hydration slowly throughout the day. So think juicy fruits like watermelon, berries, oranges, or vegetables like cucumbers, lettuce. All these fruits and vegetables not only help maintain your fluid balance, but also provides vital nutrients to keep you energized during the day. So the next meal that we have to talk about is your fatur, when you break your fast. Now that is your chance at the time of dusk, at the time of Maghrib, you break your fast. Now this is your chance again to replenish and hydrate. Now in between, you're going to be dry as a bone. So that's why your suhoor and your fatoor are so important. If you choose the right foods, okay, you know, this hydration is going to slowly keep releasing itself into you, keeping you soaked and hydrated throughout the day. So instead of guzzling water alone, you know, for suhoor or for fatoor, combine it with hydrating snacks. Dates soaked in milk or water, hydrating soups, smoothies, these are all perfect for rehydrating your body and to kickstart your digestion, inshallah ta'ala. Now we come to nighttime hydration. The night is your friend when it comes to hydration during the month of Ramadan. So after iftar, after breaking your fast, pace your water intake throughout the evening. Drinking too quickly can overwhelm your system, and this is what happens to a lot of us. We tend to drink a lot and eat a lot and too quickly as well, right after breaking fast, and it overloads our system, overwhelms our system, and we go into this, you know, state of food coma. So do it slowly and steady. Doing it slowly and steady does the trick. And don't forget about herbal teas as well. They are a great way to hydrate and unwind, take it easy, you know. Along with that, you also have some innovative hydration snacks and tips. Chia seeds soaked in water create a gel-like substance that's excellent for hydration. And don't forget coconut water, king coconut water or just coconut water. In my part of the world, they call it tambili. Okay, this water is packed with electrolytes, making it a fantastic post-fatoor hydrator. Drinking it, you know, it's packed with electrolytes, with so much of nutrients, and it keeps you, and it's natural, it's healthy, it keeps you hydrated really, really well. So my dear brothers and sisters, staying hydrated is a blend of smart choices. It is a blend of smart choices and understanding your body's needs. So remember, the goal is to maintain a balanced hydration level, ensuring that you are energized and focused from dawn until dusk. Experiment with these hacks and find out what works best for you, inshallah ta'ala. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Fast and Curious. Embrace these hydration hacks and transform your fasting experience this Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Stay tuned for more insights, and remember, your well-being is the key towards a fulfilling fast. So until next time, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and stay blessed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.